Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and we talked about her and her piece last week. That is Caitlin Dewey, Kiplinger.com contributing writer. Hello, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jack?
Well, just fine. When you look at these 10 cities, Austin, Charlotte, North Carolina, Chicago, Houston, Kansas City, Lansing, Michigan, New York City, Portland, Salt Lake City, and Washington, D.C., which one is least like the others?
I would say that would have to be Lansing.
Tell us a little bit about how you compiled this list and what factors you took into consideration.
Well, the most important factors that we looked at were, of course, economic factors. All of the cities on the list, Lansing included, are really strong places for economic growth and economic innovation in the future. They have emerging technologies and emerging industries that are really interesting for young people. On top of that, we were also looking at some quality of life issues. We wanted places that were affordable, where the average commute wasn't too long, where there was a good cultural scene. And all the cities on the list, in the big picture, have all of those things.
What kind of reaction have you had to this story?
Overall, the reaction has been positive. I think some people have certainly been surprised with the choice of some of the smaller cities, and also with the choice of the larger cities, too. The cost of living is higher there, so there's a trade-off. There's no city that's right for everyone.
What's the most common question you've had about Lansing?
Most common question about Lansing, that would just have to be why. People want to know how this city that's really kind of off the beaten path, it's not necessarily a household name, how that ended up on a list that includes cities like New York, like Washington, D.C.
Metro population for Lansing, 453,603, according to your numbers, and you compare that to New York, more than 19 million. So it certainly would be a few blocks in comparison to New York. But cost of living index and median monthly rent also probably maybe helping Lansing in some ways.
Certainly. Lansing is a much more affordable city than many of the others on the list, certainly more than a place like New York or D.C. And that's very attractive to young adults who are just graduating from college and are maybe only making, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year.
In terms of the percentage of your annual wage that young people would have to spend on rent, Lansing looks pretty good.
It does. It really does. And that makes it a much more livable city, I would say.
What about the unemployment rate? Now, Michigan has had an unemployment rate over 13%, but Lansing here, 10.2, and that really isn't much different from a lot of these other cities.
That's true. You know, 10.2 is a little bit above the national average. The average right now is 9.5%. But what we see in Lansing is that there's a lot of job growth in some emerging technology sectors. And those are going to be kind of the more higher skilled, the higher paid jobs. So even though the unemployment in Lansing may be a little bit higher than the national average overall, we think it has some job opportunities that are going to be really strong for young adults.
Well, I'm not running for mayor of Lansing, but I just want to throw a couple of numbers out here because I have heard so many young people from this area say, you know what, can't wait to get to Chicago. And, you know, I can get a job in Chicago. The unemployment rate in Chicago is 0.1% higher than it is in Lansing. It's 10.3 to 10.2. Scott, you're waving your hands. What are you saying? Tell us what you're saying.
That's my goal, Jack, to go to Chicago.
To get to Chicago. See what I'm talking about? The annual wage here is $4,000 a year higher in Chicago, but the monthly rent average is about 33% higher.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at your numbers, I guess if you look at it that way, I can see how you made this determination. You also look very carefully at the percentage of Gen Y residents. And Lansing does very well that way, almost 27%, and that is higher than a lot of the big cities you have here.
Mm-hmm. That is actually one of the highest numbers we saw. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that there are so many universities and colleges in Lansing and East Lansing. And just having a lot of young people around is automatically going to make it a more attractive city for young people looking to move or maybe stay there after graduation.
Our guest, Caitlin Dewey, Kiplinger.com contributing writer, and we are talking about what was to many people a somewhat surprising inclusion of Lansing on a list of the 10 great cities for young adults. May have surprised my producer, Scott Eckersley, who has his bags packed to go to Chicago. But in terms of the description you give here, 5 medical schools, 2 law schools, and Michigan State University, Michigan's capital is a little-known hotbed for young professionals. Caitlin, it may be little-known around the state of Michigan to some degree.
I've seen that reaction. We have had some comments from people in other cities in Michigan, places like Grand Rapids or... who are surprised to see Lansing on the list. But I think Lansing is in every way a very up-and-coming city, and it has a bright future.
All right. How many cities were considered for this? Obviously, you didn't go through every city on a U.S. map.
It's actually quite a complicated process. We start off with just a statistical analysis of several hundred cities. And then once we have the top 20 cities statistically, we go through those. And at that point, we're looking for more quality of life issues, maybe what kind of economic sectors are growing in that city.
All right. We're not going to say that Lansing is in any way ideal. There's a lot of work to do here. And you point out a couple of the areas for improvement. One is public transportation needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are weather considerations, although a number of these cities I wouldn't consider to have ideal weather, so that was not the only consideration. And also, the opportunities for jobs here skew toward the highly skilled, but I would guess it would be that way in a lot of cities, wouldn't it?
Certainly, it is that way in a lot of cities. And we don't necessarily see that as something that detracts from Lansing's appeal. On the contrary, the highly skilled jobs that are emerging in Lansing at places like Emergent BioSolutions or maybe a company like Neogen or something like that, those are going to be really highly paid jobs. It's going to be something that's really attractive to young people, especially who are coming out of college.
Well, Caitlin, if you would like to pay Lansing a visit, I know a lot of people would like to buy you dinner.
Well, I think it sounds like a great place, Jack. I would love to visit, certainly.
Maybe we can have you here for a Michigan State basketball game or something like that. All right, Caitlin Dewey of Kiplinger.com, contributing writer, our guest. Caitlin, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And you can go to Kiplinger.com, and you can check that out for yourself, and you can read all about all the cities that were considered. We'll be back in just a moment. Brian Rooney, 7th District Congressional candidate, up next on Ebling & You.